It was disappointing the way it got away from us. I suppose at half time we felt we were right in the game. First half we played a lot of good football. We did well on both kickouts. I suppose the downside of that was we gave away a wee bit of possession cheaply through our own efforts, unforced, and then Kerry put us under pressure times as well. And then we were caught a wee bit at the back. Then we left ourselves a wee bit bare at the back, and obviously. David Clifford, we didn't give Paddy enough cover at times, and David Clifford was in particular very prominent in there. Having said that, at half time we were still right in the game. There was a wee bit of a breeze out there, and we had it in the second half. So we knew if we tidied up and got our defence a wee bit more compact, we were right in the game. I think we got it back to a point, but then we just after that, I think when we got possession, we just weren't able to penetrate the Kerry defence. Our shooting efficiency, but our shot selection at times wasn't great. And Kerry, on the other hand, were very good in possession. They could have had a few more goals, in fairness, and they didn't give away much ball, and they were able to increase the lead. There's a lot of space in there. I suppose after the last day against Armagh, we felt that we wanted to try and nullify Paddy Clifford as best we could, and Sean O'Shea as well. We were hoping that we'd be able to do that, but be able to get back into a compact shape as well to make sure that the inside forwards, and particularly David Clifford, didn't get as much space as he did. But when you give the ball away, you're obviously scrambling back, and it leaves that space. And then there was times as well that they were able to get through the pressing. We maybe didn't get back quick enough to give Paddy that cover and to be more compact in defence. So it's a tricky balancing act, particularly with teams that have got a number of good forwards. So we did well in some areas, but there's no doubt that we didn't give enough cover to our full back line. In the first half, I know that we had a lot of good movement off the ball, and we were doing most harm when we were runners coming off the shoulder and getting through gaps and so on. It's possible that I think their defence seemed to be more compact in the second half, and the movement up around the ball maybe wasn't as good, and there wasn't as many gaps created, and we weren't able to get through those gaps. So there probably wasn't as many gaps there for us to sort of make incisive breaks into. And there's no doubt we were shooting from more difficult positions, and then we probably, our shot selection maybe wasn't as good as it could have been. But in fairness to Kerry, we're set up well, they're strong, they're an experienced defence, and they're able to hold us out, and we weren't able to score as freely as we were in the first, there's no doubt. Well, I take a lot of positives out of it, and that we've had a couple of really, a number of really good, we've had four championship victories, we've went to Ballybuffet and won. We've went to Croke Park and beat Dublin as well. So there has been, the boys have put in a lot of effort, and we have improved. To get into the last four, you're going to be playing the top teams, and Kerry obviously are one of the top teams. So any weaknesses you have will be exposed more than in other games. There's been a lot of positives, but at the same time, a game like that there shows the level you have to get to if you want to be challenging for the top honours, and I suppose that's what we learned from the day.